Kimberly?
Hello? Yes, this is she.
Hi, Kimberly. This is Shireen on a recorded line. I just received a missed call from you.
Yes.
Okay. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Okay. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, ma'am.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
No.
Okay. No, you haven't? No, you can't affirm, or? No, you
no,
haven't
I
said
haven't.
Anything. So you are willing to affirm?
Yes.
Okay. And then are you filing this claim on behalf of yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
Okay. And then are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then what is your date of birth?
My date of birth is 9/6/1972.
It's September 6, 1972?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm so sorry to hear that. What is your date of diagnosis?
8/5/2012.
And was it a meningioma of the brain or the spine?
The spine. It was in my brain. It was a brain.
Okay. And how did they, what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan or an MRI?
They had an MRI scan and
okay.
a CT scan of my brain.
Okay. And then,
yeah, they put like a
I'm sorry, go ahead.
To get like deep, like a don't like machine over my head.
Okay. But you did a CT scan and an MRI?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then do you happen to know of anyone else that was injured by Depo that you can recall at this time?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then did you use the name brand injectable Depo? Hello, Kimberly, can you hear me?
Can you hear me? I said yes, ma'am.
Oh, yes? Okay. So you did use the name brand Depo. Did you use Depo
yes,
Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, ma'am. I started
okay.
using it in March 2010, and I stopped using it around February 2012.
And then within 1 year, can you confirm you've had at least 4 injections prior to being diagnosed with the meningioma?
Yes, I had 8 injections.
Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a female.
Okay. And your first name is Kimberly?
Yes, Coleman.
Coleman?
Mm-hmm.
And your social?
Your social.
449-29-5809 or 09, I apologize.
No, you're fine. No worries. And then I have your phone number as 832-520-0473.
Yes.
Is that your cell, your home, or both?
Cell.
Cell. And then I have your email as your first name, last name, 90@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
And then can I get your current full address, please?
Yes, 2020 Bentworth Drive, apartment 411. Yes, B as in boy. E as in Edward, N as in nitrogen, T
what
as
city?
In tank, W, Houston, Texas.
Okay, and what was the apartment number?
411-2.
Okay.
Well, just put 411.
Apartment 411.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the street number is 22, correct?
The number is, say that again?
22?
2020 Bentworth Drive.
Oh, 2020 Bentworth.
Yes. That's the street name, 2020 Bentworth. That's the address.
Alrighty. And then have you had a prior cancer diagnosis before the meningioma?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then can I get the name of the facility of where you were diagnosed?
Yes. I was in Hillcrest Hospital South, 88001 South 101 Street, East Avenue in Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74133.
You said 8801 South 101 East Ave?
101 Street, yes.
Sorry, it's a little bit hard to pronounce.
Yeah,
and then,
it's weird. I'm actually from there. I had got to actually suggest this doctor to me, so
okay.
I'm not even really, you know, familiar with the streets like that. But
no, you're fine. No worries. And then were you also treated at this facility?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Shaan Raza. S-H-A-A-N, first name, Raza, R-A-Z-A, last name.
Okay. And then is he the same doctor that treated you as well?
Yes, he's my diagnosis and my treatment.
Okay. And then what is the name of the facility where you received your depot shots?
Yes, so I was in Hillcrest, and then I made it back to Houston. They transferred and was able to go to, like, a local Walgreens.
Oh, you did your depot shot at Walgreens?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you do any depot shots at Hillcrest Hospital?
Yes.
Okay, so did you want me to put down Hillcrest Hospital for where you received
yes.
your depot shots? Okay. And then do you remember the name of the doctor that prescribed you the depot shot?
Yes, it was the same doctor, Mr. Dr. Raza.
He prescribed you the depot shots?
Yes.
Okay.
It was my diagnosis and doctor.
So he's your diagnosing doctor, your treating doctor, and he's the doctor that prescribed you the depot shot to get?
Yes.
Okay. And then is there any medical notes you'd like to add?
No, ma'am. The only thing that was my symptoms were I had blurry of vision, memory loss. I had a complete personality change, headaches. Especially in the morning. So this definitely started a couple months before my diagnosis around 2012. So I kind of got the symptoms before, and then I ended up going to a doctor that my friend referred me to, and that's how I ended up going to Oklahoma.
Okay, well, I'm very, very sorry to hear that you went through this. We're almost done here. Do you happen to have a copy of your medical records, or does the hospital have them?
Yes, ma'am. I can actually request them from the hospital, and I can
okay.
get my medical
And then if you were to provide these to the attorneys, would you do so by mail, electronically, or both?
Both.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
No.
And who is this
no,
person
he
to you?
Oh, close friend.
Okay, can I get your close friend's phone number, please?
832-361-0274.
0274?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then their first name, please?
Sherman.
S-H-E-R-M-A-N?
Mm-hmm.
Last name?
L-E-L-E.
I'm sorry, spell that for me.
Lee, L-E-E.
Oh, Lee, Sherman Lee. And then do you have Sherman's email by chance, or do you want me to put down yours?
I'm going to put down mine.
And then do you have Sherman's address by chance, or do you want me to put down non-applicable?
Non.
Not applicable? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty, so what I'm going to go ahead and do is review the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
So you did want to see if you meet the criteria to participate. You don't have an attorney. You're filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you were diagnosed with a meningioma of the brain roughly around April 5th, 2012. You did an MRI and CT scan for diagnosis. I have your date of birth as September 6, 1972. You did use the name brand injectable Depo-Provera. You did use it for at least 1 year minimum from roughly around March 1st, 2010 to about February 1st, 2012. And within 1 year, you can confirm that you've had 4 injections. In regards to your first name, I have K-A-M-B-E-R-L-Y and last name C-O-L-E-M-A-N. And I have your social as 449-295-809. I have your email as your first name, last name, 90@gmail.com. And I have your phone number as 832-520-0473. I have your current address as 2020 Bentworth Drive, apartment 411 in Houston, Texas, zip code 77077.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Before I go forward, I just want to ask you, can you confirm your gender for me one more time? I'm sorry. I don't know if I asked you before.
I'm a female.
Thank you. Okay. And then for your diagnosing and treating doctor, and as well as the doctor that prescribed you the Depo-Provera, I have Dr. Sean Raza, located at Hillcrest Hospital South at 8801 South 101 East Ave in Tulsa, Oklahoma, zip code 74133. I have the facility phone number as 918-294-4000. In regards to medical notes added, I put down memory loss, complete personality change, as well as headaches. In regards to medical records, if you did need to obtain medical records for the attorneys, you can do so by mail electronically, by mail and electronically. And for your emergency contact, I have your close friend that does not live with you. First name is Sherman, S-H-E-R-M-A-N. Last name Lee, L-E-E. Phone number I have for Sherman is 832-361-0274. For the emergency contact address, I put non-applicable. And for their email address, I put down your email, which is your first name, last name, 90@gmail.com. Is this all correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Anything you'd like me to change or add?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so the system's generating the documents. All I need from you is just a couple signatures. It's going to ask for, you know, authorization to release medical records, things like that. Give me one moment. The system's generating the documents. Okay. So you're going to receive a text. It's going to say DocuSign. It's going to have my name on it, Shireen Sakala. And it's also going to have a link attached to it. Let me know once you see it.
Yes, ma'am, I see it.
Okay. Go ahead and click on the link. It's going to ask you to agree to electronic records and signature.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you're going to go ahead and hit start. Once you hit start, it's going to prompt you to all the signature fields where you need to sign an initial.
Yes, ma'am.
And then keep hitting next until you're done. So sign all the fields and then keep hitting next until it says finish on the bottom.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then let me know once you're done.
I'm finished.
Oh, okay. All right, Kimberly, I also just went ahead and sent you a text from a 949 number, which is the line that we're speaking on. This is my direct line, so if you have any questions or concerns, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. You can call me at this number and text me. I also just went ahead and dialed your phone number from our system really quickly just to go ahead and get you out of our system so it doesn't keep calling you. As well as that, Kimberly, the attorneys are going to contact you within 24 to 48 hours to verify the case with you over the phone. Please be on the lookout for their call. They won't be able to get started on your case without speaking to you, so just keep that in mind. Another thing I do want to mention, if you did want to no longer wanted to participate, you do need to speak to them as well, so keep that in mind as well. But it's just a 2 to 5 minute phone call, so just be on the lookout for a call. With that being said, Kimberly, it was a pleasure speaking with you. I do want to thank you so, so much for your time, and I hope I was able to make this process as easy for you as possible. Again, if you need anything at all, please let me know, and I'm happy to hear that you're doing better, and I'm wishing you nothing but the best for your health and for your family, okay?
Thank you.
Happy holidays. Thank you so much. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.